and I am here with Dr. Tomlin from the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, where she is the president. Am I right about that?
I am the president and CEO.
Yes. President and CEO of the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete. How do you see events like the Run Fest benefiting the St. Petersburg community?
Oh, it's so important. It brings everybody together. Social and community context is such a critical part of our health and well-being. And the way we see the community come together, not only for the physical aspects, but also just the overall wellness, is really wonderful. It's so inclusive, and it's a great celebration of community.
So there are many runners participating for charity and personal goals. How does the foundation approach this race? And like, what's your goal in this, or your part in it?
Well, we are such big fans and supporters of St. Pete Run Fest, and we partner with them on a race that we produce. But we also want to make sure we show up for all of their races and spread the message that in every corner of the community, every single one of us is welcome. So proceeds from our race, We Run These Streets, actually go to for scholarships for youth who want to participate in this race and others.
I've noticed that this race has been around for at least 5 years that I know about, right? How do you think an event like this contributes to the spirit or the identity of, like, downtown St. Pete or the St. Petersburg community in general?
Oh, it's one of the most significant contributors to our city spirit. It's the first 5K that I actually ran through my program Healthy St. Pete when I was deputy mayor. And the team that puts on this race is so invested and connected to our community. It's more than an event. It really is a contribution and an offering to all that makes St. Pete special. And the way that people benefit from this race can't even really be calculated in simple finish times. It's really a coming together community that makes a big difference.
What kind of feedback do you get from the folks that you sponsor?
Oh, we get wonderful feedback, and we're making such a difference. Our foundation works to advance health equity, and so it's all about access and exposure and helping people see possibility where they maybe didn't realize it existed. And people give us feedback that this is exactly what that type of activity does.
Do any of the folks from the foundation plan to run this year?
Yes, since we just had our own race, we are now a team of runners. And so many people from our foundation plan to run. We actually have started a South St. Pete Run Club, and we are going to work to try to get that run club in as many races as possible.
That's fabulous. Thanks for speaking with me this morning. So this is Dr. Kanika Tomlin from the Foundation for Healthy St. Pete, where she is the president and the CEO. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Thank.
And with me is Stephen Baker, the director of donor engagement for the St. Petersburg Free Clinic. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
Great. It's wonderful to be here.
So how did the St. Pete Free Clinic get involved in this this year's race?
Well, we've been invited to be a charity that benefits from this Run Fest, and we've been involved with the Run Fest for quite a few years. And this is my first year with St. Pete Free Clinic, so this is my chance to see how this all operates. But we're really very honored to be one of the charities that's, you know, receiving a gift from the Run Fest participants.
Does anyone from the Free Clinic participate as a runner? Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. We're having some people run the 5K, actually, on Saturday.
Are they running, like, as a team or individual runners?
I think individual runners, yeah.
So that's fun. I get to watch this from my terrace because I see them coming out around the city, right? Every time there's some kind of a run, and I walk my dog down by the waterfront. So whenever there's a running event, right, and it involves that section of town over at Albert Witted, you know, we're always like, where are we going to walk today? Because there's all those tents set up, right? It's a lot of fun. Have you been to the Run Fest yourself before?
I have not. This is, like I said, the first time, so I'm looking forward to meeting people today and during the fest and so forth and so on. But right now, as you well know, there's a lot of activity with food banks, and we're the largest food bank in Pinellas County, so we're anticipating even more intense demand over the next few weeks.
How is the clinic preparing for that? Because I have really been thinking about that. I know that a lot of people in the area depend on you for food.
Yes, we're actually extending our hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we're opening at 8:30 in the morning, and we're going to be open till 7 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursdays. We also have a drive-through option for people to come through on Mondays and Wednesdays to our South Pinellas County area, the Deuces, and that will be open from 2 to 6 p.m. And then we're doing some a mass mobile distribution, two of them in November, one on the 8th of November and the other one on the 22nd, just a few days before the Thanksgiving holiday. So those are the three things that we're doing to kind of anticipate the increased demand.
Well, thanks for speaking with me, Stephen. St. Petersburg Free Clinic is one of the charities that's going to benefit from RunFest this year. And Carla Bristol from the St. Pete Youth Farm just walked in. Carla, how are you today?
Wonderful and excited. It's a big day kicking this off. The best, biggest, largest, most fun run in all of St. Petersburg. So I'm always excited to be a part of it.
How is the St. Pete Youth Farm involved?
So the St. Pete Youth Farm, if you've been to RunFest the last couple of years, we are probably the most excited greeters. We're normally handing out bananas. We're handing out water. Last year, we were also at the, I believe, the most efficient bag receivers and distributors ever. This year, we're going to be doing the bags on Saturday. And on Sunday, I requested that we be at that finish line. It is the most exciting place to be. And I just love their the celebration that happens at the finish line. But RunFest supports pretty much everything we do. They're all, Ryan's in particular, is always trying to find out, what do you need? How can we help? And so everything from the first generator when we had no electricity at the farm, that was purchased by RunFest, which means the runners support the farm. We have a commercial brick oven that was gotten to us by RunFest. The farm, we did a campaign last year to light the farm. So a lot of up lighting and low lighting all over the farm, RunFest. So that's the relationship.
What makes RunFest a special part of St. Petersburg?
I got to tell you, like, it almost makes me emotional, but one year I helped a runner by walking with them through the run the entire time. And when we got to that finish line, you would have thought that that person won the entire event. The way RunFest celebrates not just the top runners, but those who work really hard to finally cross that finish line, it's unlike anything I've ever seen. And so I think that is one of the aspects that I think makes St. Pete RunFest so special, along with creating the run clubs, supporting runners, bringing together some of the local homegrown companies, organizations like Rolling Oats and others. So I've never been part of the running community, and Ryan tried to get me to be part of the running community. I'm still a very active part of the walking community. But between the fun run that happens on July 4th weekend and this that happens during the Veterans Weekend, I just feel like us staying healthy is not just about people like me growing food and growing people. It's about our fitness. I mean, we have to stay fit.
Yes. Yeah. It's how you think, how you eat, and how you move around, right? So there's like, it's almost like a triangulation of those three things. I do want to thank you for something, though, since you're sitting in front of me right now. Pack 285, Born to be Wild, visited the St. Pete Youth Farm not too long ago. My grandson is part of that, and they had a fabulous time. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank you. What else do you do for kids in the community that's like that?
So we have about 70 some odd events every single year. So it's important that even though we're called St. Pete Youth Farm, we are very community-based and community-informed is how I like to say it. So everything from, if you are struggling with mental health, I don't want you to feel like you have to have insurance or a place to go. Every single Monday for over 2 years, St. Pete Youth Farm has provided opportunities for mental health and wellness every Monday at 6 p.m. So if you've gone through your day, you're not sure, make us a part of the end of your day. There's always things like candle making. There's healing through words. That's a big one that we do. There is actually a clinician, conversations with the therapist. So there's always something. Tonight we're doing the fifth open mic because the community needed a place to perform. And you're talking about everyone from teenagers that's playing to people who need, they just want a place in the community to sing, perform. Tomorrow night we have the big Farmoween for Halloween. Just making sure our kids have a safe place where they can get candy and get scared, of course, spooky, scary. But that it becomes natural that you're doing all of this, and the backdrop is, of course, food, nutrition, and health.
Carla, thanks for speaking with me this morning. I appreciate this, and I also appreciate everything you do for the community and the St. Pete Youth Farm.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I have Brandy Thomas from the Pinellas Run Club with me. Brandy, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about the Pinellas Run Club.
Yeah, absolutely. So Pinellas Run Club started about 2.5 years ago. We meet every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. We average about 200 to 300 runners a week.
That's awesome. And are these sort of training runs, serious runners, newbies? Tell us a little bit about the sort of scope of all that.
Yeah, absolutely. All the above. We have runners. We have walkers. We have on Tuesdays, 2 mile Tuesdays, so you can come out, walk, run, bring your dog, bring your kids. Thursdays, they're super fun. It's 1, 2, or 3 miles. And then Saturdays, we have been training and gearing up for the St. Pete Run Fest. So longer miles, think 3, 5, up to 10 miles. So all ages and the paces.
That's wonderful. And how did you get involved with St. Pete Run Fest?
Yeah, great question. We're actually hosting the Shakeout Run this year, so we're super involved. We're really excited to be a part of it. The Shakeout Run will be on Friday before the event.
That's awesome. Well, and you're going to run the 5K, I hear.
I am, yes, 5K for fun.
Hey, everybody, this is Jay Cole with Radio St. Pete Sunshine 96.7 FM, and I am down here at Web City Cellars for the kickoff event for this year's St. Pete Run Fest. I've got Steve Grimes from Visit St. Pete Clearwater with me. Steve, thanks for stopping by.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so it's a beautiful afternoon here. Tell us a little bit about St. Pete Clearwater.
So as Visit St. Pete Clearwater, it's our job to bring people to the destination, right? Showcase all of the amazing things and that we have going on here, whether it's the beaches, whether it's the restaurants, whether it's the arts, or in this case, whether it's the activities like RunFest.
That's great. And how did Visit St. Pete Clearwater sort of get involved with St. Pete Run Fest?
So we have a program called the Elite Event Funding Program, and we work with all sorts of different events that attract tourists to this area. And so we've worked with Ryan and his team now for several years to help promote the fact that RunFest is happening and bring people, ideally from out of state, to come and experience this wonderful area.
Yeah, and it seems to me that there is something going on in this area pretty much all the time.
That's what we're working on. We try to have something all the time. Wherever you are in the county, we try to have something fun to do.
Well, thanks for stopping by here at the kickoff event for this year's St. Pete Run Fest. This is Jay Cole with Radio St. Pete, Sunshine 96.7 FM.